Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, Dublin's long-awaited Metrolink has finally been given the green light this morning. The rail project set to link Dublin city centre with the airport was first proposed way back in the year 2000, 25 years ago. Of course, it's been beset by delays and it was shelved during the financial crisis. Well, let's get more on this. Breaking news this morning with Olivia Kelly, who's Dublin editor with the Irish Times. Good morning, Olivia.
Morning, Claire.
So permission finally granted for this project on Comisiún Pleanála published the railway order this morning. So what does that mean?
Well, that is essentially, as you say, it's called a railway order, but in common parlance, that's the planning permission you need to go ahead with a rail project. And that's obviously what Metrolink is. Now, that doesn't mean the shovels can go into the ground tomorrow. It still needs final government sign off. What will happen now is, well, there's very likely to be judicial review proceedings, but that doesn't stop Transport Infrastructure Ireland, who are the state body who are developing the metro at the moment. It doesn't stop them from going out and seeking tenders. They'll go out and they'll get a range of indicative tenders. They'll go back to the government and they'll say, do you like the price of this? Are you happy for us to go ahead? And if the government says yes, then they'll go and select a tender. You know, you'll get your final consortium to the selected to build a thing. Then they'll go back to the government again and say, are you still happy for us to go ahead? And then once all that is done, and the judicial review, if there is a judicial review, is done and dusted, well, then we can start construction. And then you're talking 6 to 8 years to build the thing. So we're probably, it would a fair wind talking 2035 for passengers to be getting to the airport.
Okay, so on a good day, it's we're 10 years out from having a link that will take us, it'll take about 20 minutes, will it, to get from the city centre to the airport?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. And then if you're going further than the airport, you have to remember that the people who are going to really benefit from this, okay, yeah, airport passengers, but all those people in the hinterland of Swords and North Dublin, they'll be able to get into the city centre in about 25 minutes.
Now, the cost of it estimated at over 10 billion euro. But then we had the recently appointed director of Metrolink, Sean Sweeney. He said it could cost 20 to 25% more than that.
Yeah, it could. Now, that would still put it within the sort of forecasts that when TII did their preliminary business case, so they had to do that before they went for planning permission. So to get permission from the government to go for planning permission back 3 years ago, it's actually 3 years and 2 days ago that they lodged planning permission. They lodged a planning application. They had to go and give it a range of indicative costs, and that was a little over 7 to a little over 12, with 9 and a bit as the midpoint. So even if it was that sort of 20% over, you'd still be in the 12, with inflation possibly we're talking the 12 to 14 billion mark. But really, who knows? That's what the next step of the process is about. It's going out to the market and getting those indicative tenders. And at that point, that's when we're likely to know a good ballpark figure for how much it's going to cost.
And in terms of disruption, I mean, most of this line is going to be underground, isn't it, Olivia?
Yeah, but of course we have the stations. So including the first stop, the depot station, there's 16 stations in all. So there will be disruption where we have stations. The Office of Public Works wasn't too happy about the building of the station in Stephen's Green, and that's to put it mildly. But the Comisiún Pleanála has now, Comisiún Pleanála could have decided to remove stations, you know, as part of their planning permission. They haven't. The line is essentially being approved in full with all the stations there. So yeah, where there are stations, there will be disruption. There were obviously communities along the line that were particularly concerned about that, and you'd cite the people at the very end of the line around Charlemont Station. which is just north of Ranelagh. They weren't happy, but that station is staying where it is. Again, Stephen's Green, that station is going ahead. There were a few more where there were concerns. And of course, there at Tara Street, there's a block of apartments above a swimming pool, and that's going to be demolished. All this, from my first reading, I'm still going through the conditions, but that all seems to be going ahead.
Okay, so you would expect the tendering process to begin. The government then has to sign off, but then there are other issues then to play out, including potentially and likely judicial review proceedings.
Yeah, you'd imagine with a project this big, it'd be surprising if somebody didn't seek to take a judicial review. The hope would be for the people who are the proponents of this is that the other processes, as in the tendering and all that, that would still go on as any legal proceedings went forward, so that they go in tandem, and hope that their hope would be not delay the project.
All right, Olivia, we'll leave it there. I'm sure there'll be plenty more on this as we go through the day. That's Olivia Kelly there from the Irish Times.